We'll start this off. Chaplain Diller will lead us in opening prayer.
As we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy every day, we think of how they have followed in the footsteps of our Savior Jesus Christ. Please hold our servicemen and women in your strong arms. Cover them with your sheltering grace and your presence as they stand in the gap for our protection. We also remember the families of our troops. We ask for unique blessings to fill their homes, and we pray your peace, provision, and strength will fill their lives. May the members of our armed forces be supplied with courage to face each day. They trust the Lord's mighty power to accomplish each task. Let our military brothers and sisters feel our love and support. In the name of Jesus, amen.
We'll now have a few words from our mayor, Dave Kalp.
Thank you, Smitty. Yeah, obviously, I really wasn't prepared this evening. I didn't get a phone call, and Larry said they just kind of forgot, which is okay. But it's been 8 years that I've had the privilege and the honor to stand up here and do a little talk, and been involved when we dedicated this pavilion, and I tell you, it's still awesome, and those are memories I'll cherish forever. But it's been an honor to be part of the village and to be the mayor, and you know, I don't know if I'll do it again or not. But we got a heck of a crowd out here tonight, and probably one of the best crowds that I've seen since we actually dedicated the wall, and it's great to see everybody here. But you know, this weekend we honor the past and the present service members, and you know, we can't thank them enough, and hopefully everybody's safe tonight. So pretty much all I got to say, and I want to thank everybody for coming this evening, and let's enjoy the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. At this time, Larry Keller will come up and introduce our guest speaker for the evening. Thank you.
Good evening. It's an honor to introduce our guest speaker this evening, a friend of mine, James Wachter. Jim is originally from Oldenburg, Indiana. He joined the Army, entered the Army in 1964 after graduating from high school. He took advanced basic training at Fort Riley, Kansas, and was assigned to the 1st Infantry Division. He had the opportunity to go to Officer Candidate School, which he did, at Fort Belvedere, Virginia, in August of 66, graduated in 67. As an engineer's second lieutenant and assigned to the 75th Engineers in Fort Lewis, Washington. After several moves, including a six-week deployment to northern Idaho for forest fire support, and ended up in Fort Drum, New York. He then deployed to Vietnam in January 1968, assigned to the 69th Engineer Battalion, where he served a number of positions as company and battalion level. October 69, when he was assigned to Fort Wainwright, Alaska, with the 808th Engineer Battalion as company commander. And then he got off of active duty in the fall of 71. And he served in the United States Army Reserves Division until 1988. Jim has served as the county 4-H agent in Jay County for 12 years. He has worked at various museums around Indiana and currently is the curator, one of the curators of the Museum of Soldier in Portland, Indiana. As I say, I introduced Jim as a friend of mine, and I'm not sure if that's good or bad, because every time I see Jim, he's got another job for me. And this guy volunteers for everything, and I think he's got some really important information he's going to give to you this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Wachter.
I hope I can live up to that. It's Memorial Day weekend, and there's mattress sales, car sales, people are heading to the lakes. Oh my God, it's, you know, anything, all kind of fun, games and all that. And then somebody even came up to me and said, "Happy Memorial Day." What's wrong with that picture? A lot. You don't, for one thing, there's cards even that say, "Happy Memorial Day." There's 997 silent sentinels behind me that would probably question that. And a lot of people out here in cemeteries across the United States and around the world that would question Happy Memorial Day. How did it all get started? started during the Civil War, when right at the end of the Civil War, in May 1st of 1865, Civil War officially ended at Appomattox on the 15th of April of 1865. May 1st, in Charleston, South Carolina, over 30,000 people, many of them just recently freed slaves, and some black soldiers, and just all kind of people, marched through the cities of Charleston to the racetrack, as it was called, which had been a prisoner war camp for Northern prisoners during the war. And they had a large cemetery at the racetrack. And these people went out there, and according to the stories that are printed about that, 3,000 school kids marched out leading the procession, spreading flowers. And then the ladies from the town went and put flowers on all the graves of all the soldiers in that camp. And they credit that as being officially the first thing about Decoration Day, as it was called. And then on May 1st of 1868, a guy by the name of General John Logan, who was the commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was the Civil War Veterans Union Veterans Association, decided to start a ceremony to honor all the dead from the Civil War. And they made it officially to be held each year on the 30th of May, because by that time, he said, all the flowers would be blooming and we could decorate graves with fresh flowers of our comrades. And this went on, and it was pretty much official, done through the Grand Army of the Republic, but it was done throughout the United States in piecemeal fashion, not necessarily in any type of organized fashion. And it wasn't until after World War I that it started being celebrated quite a bit more by the returning World War I veterans honoring their comrades as well as the Civil War veterans. And then we had World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and on up. So that's how that all came to be. But it was still called Decoration Day. And then in 1950, and I forget exactly the date, they changed it to be called Memorial Day because we were honoring more than just Civil War soldiers, and they decided to call it Memorial Day. And then in 1968, they changed it from the 30th of May each year, because that fell on various days of the week, to the last Monday in May, so that you could get a 3-day holiday. And so Memorial Day then became celebrated on, which now is would be this coming Monday. The last Monday in May is how Memorial Day is now celebrated. It wasn't until 1971 that it became a national holiday, which is, it's hard to believe, but that was in 1971 when that was done. So it's had a progression. It's changed. It's changed its name. It's changed its meaning. But it's a time for people to get together to remember and recognize and honor those who have sacrificed and given their lives to the service of their country. And many of them lost at sea, in cemeteries overseas, around the world. You know, some are back here. We have 997 behind us here that are much earlier, almost 230 years earlier, but still all in the same. They served their country, and they sacrificed for their country. So we get together, we honor on Memorial Day weekend. One of the things that came about, I think it was in 1968, that they decided to lower the flag. You know, they ordered the flag to be flown at half staff in the mornings on Memorial Day, and then it raised briskly full staff at noon. And then that was in recognition then of those who are still serving. They always talk about Memorial Day, you know, and Veterans Day and Armed Forces Day. Armed Forces Day is usually the third weekend in May, just past us, and that's to honor veterans or honor soldiers who are serving. Veterans Day is to honor those who are living and have served. Memorial Day is to honor those who sacrificed their lives and who have passed. So there's a distinct difference between the three. Sometimes people get, you know, they'll see a veteran, they'll say, you know, Happy Memorial Day, or, you know, celebrate Memorial Day when that's not for the veteran, living veteran, it's for the those that have passed. So kind of keep that in mind, too, as you go through and meet people or go through life, that the difference between Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and Armed Forces Day. Larry wanted me to talk about something special we've got coming up this fall. Every year, the Museum of the Soldier, along with the state, Indiana State Military Vehicle Preservation Association, hold a vehicle show in Portland at the fairgrounds. This year, it'll be on the 15th through the 17th of September. And this year, we have a special exhibit coming. And I know you've heard of the Tunnel to Towers program, where they build homes for wounded, for soldiers that have lost limbs, or firemen or police that are disabled, where they can't do certain things. They'll build them special homes. Or if a veteran or somebody is killed, or a soldier or sailor or a fireman, policeman are killed in line of duty, they pay off the mortgages for their family. And this was started by Larry Seller when his brother was going to the 9/11 towers. He was a fireman. He was off duty. He's trying to get there to help that morning. He couldn't get through the Lincoln Tunnel, so he got out of his car, grabbed his gear, ran through the tunnel to the towers, and when the towers collapsed, he was killed. So they started the Tunnel to Towers Foundation to provide support for those fallen police, fire, and military, as well as build homes for them. One of the things they have is a traveling trailer. It's a big semi that is filled with artifacts from the 9/11, as well as they have two firemen that go with it that were at 9/11. We have it booked. It's going to be at our show coming in on the evening of the 14th of September. We'll be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and leave Monday morning. On Sunday, we will be featuring all first responders, fire, police, EMTs, whoever, will be highlighted on Sunday, but it'll be open for touring. The people will be there to give talks and presentations. And I want to thank the J&M Manufacturing for being one of the major supporters for bringing this in, and for Larry for working with them, because it's an awesome exhibit. If you've never seen it, it is just tremendous, and we're honored to have it come to our show. One thing I always do, and when I do a program, I want to close, and I'm going, Larry, I told you I was going, you're going to throw something at me because I'm not going to shut up. Okay. There's a poem called In Flanders Fields. And one of the things with Memorial Day and Decoration Day over the years since World War I, there was a lot of the veterans organizations would pass out paper poppies. And the history of the paper poppy started in France. In the fields in France were turned up by artillery fire, all kind of things. And when it would rain, in this ground that was all churned up were seeds of red poppies. And they may lay dormant for years, but once the ground was churned up, it rained on them, these fields would just be a blossom with red poppies. And a Colonel John McCrae with the 19th Canadian Infantry Unit, one of his best friends was a young lieutenant in that unit, was killed. Well, they buried him at night because they didn't want the Germans to see what they were doing. And he sat there in his tent as the sun was rising, and he looked out over the field. He saw all these poppies, and he penned down this poem. And after he wrote the poem, he laid it down. One of his aides saw it, copied it, sent it to a magazine in England, in London, and from there it got spread around the world. But I'm going to give you this poem because it has a lot of meaning to all this. In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from failing hands we throw the torch, be yours to hold it high. If ye break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders fields. That was written in 1915. And unfortunately, Colonel McCrae caught the flu in 1918 while still in France and is buried also in Flanders fields. Back in the States, there was a lady by the name of Mona Michael. She was working with the Red Cross in New York City. and she came across a copy of his poem, and it intrigued her. And so she was working with wounded soldiers in this Red Cross, it was a YMCA center. And so she went out and she found a street vendor selling paper poppies. So she bought all he had, brought them back, and gave them to the wounded soldiers she was caring for. She couldn't find enough, so she bought paper, scissors, and things, and she taught them how to make paper poppies. And then once the American Legion came into being in 1919, in 1922, she convinced American Legion to adopt the poppy as a memorial to all the soldiers from World War I that were wounded and also killed. And she became known as the Poppy Lady, Mona Michael. She wrote a poem in 1918 in response to Colonel McRae. And her poem is, "We Shall Keep the Faith. Oh, you who sleep in Flanders fields, sleep sweet, to rise anew. We caught the torch you threw, and holding high, we kept the faith with those who died. We cherish, too, the poppy red that grows on fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies that blood of heroes never dies, but lends a luster to the red of the flowers that bloom above the dead in Flanders fields. And now the torch and poppy red we wear in honor of our dead. Fear not that ye have died for naught. We've learned the lessons that ye taught in Flanders fields." Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. We will now have a selection by the band director, Reed Knute. Thank you. Friends, we are gathered here to remember our honored dead on Memorial Day. We pray that we may be ever watchful to recognize the enemies of our freedoms, not only on foreign soil, but also the enemies who are present within our own country. We know that God is our Father, and He will help us to work together for the good of our fellow man. Please pray for lasting peace in all the world. We remember in a special way all those who have fallen in battle, known to God alone and unknown to man. As the wreath of poppies is placed in their memory, we ask God to comfort the families who have felt the loss of these loved ones. Commander Kane.
Comrades, in memory of the countless thousands of men who shared the dangers of war in the air, on the sea, and on foreign land, also in memory of those missing in action and unaccounted for, we place this wreath in gratitude for all the blessings of a free land. May God in His love and mercy bless this land of ours, and may we never forget or take for granted the price of freedom. Will the Sergeant-at-Arms please place the wreath?
Present arms. Two. now have benediction by Chaplain Diller.
Let us depart in peace and in love and charity with our neighbors. May we be joined together in the common goal of service to our God and our country. Let us drive safely and carefully to our homes, and may God's blessing be with us all. Amen.
We will now have honors, taps, followed by Candy Himmelgarten singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Please join in singing our national anthem. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the That concludes our service for this evening. At this time, I'd like to thank some individuals, Chuck Rohr for the sound system, all of you present, Candy for doing a great job again this year, the mayor, all the scouts, the band director, the 4-H, the police, and the Village of Fort Recovery. Thank you.